Where should I start? This is, I do consider the unveiling of the secret of the Quran, which for many centuries pulled the interest and curiosity of many genius interpreters of the Quran, students of the Quran, and Orientalists about the so-called, let's say, Alif Lam Mim, or Kaf Ha Ya Ain Sad, or Qaf, and the initial letter combinations. I say letter, in fact, let me correct myself, letter and number combinations. In fact, their primary meaning is they were numbers. And unfortunately, the Muslim world have gone so far away from the Quran, teaching of the Quran, they have problem with numbers and mathematics. In their mind, if you ask scholar, God is very great literary being. The Quran is literary miracle, which if you ask few questions, they will end up confused and not being able to provide any objective standard for what makes something literary miracle. Why this book is not literary miracle? Why this is it? What is your objective standard? They are clueless. But they claim they understand God, a great literary being, but like them, enumerate, doesn't understand from numbers. In fact, it is perhaps the contrary. God is the greatest mathematician, Sari' al-Hisab, and created the universe on the language of mathematics, which is universal. Therefore, one of the obstacles in the Muslim world, the first reaction to this mathematical code in the Quran is negative. They have this prejudice barrier created by ignorant hadith narrators and the storytellers who had hard time with mathematics, because mathematics required rational thinking. There is no 2 times 2. According to this great alim is 3, but also according to that another great alim who is imam of this masjid is 5, and according to this person is also 10, and guess what? All of them are haq, all of them are accurate. No, mathematics doesn't accept this kind of made-up stories. Therefore, they had problem with mathematics, after especially with Ghazali, they had problem with critical thinking, with philosophy, and later with mathematics. Therefore, your first obstacle, if you come from this background, you have problem with mathematics, with God's universal language. Therefore, you need to be aware of that, try to eliminate that. A second obstacle, misinformation. I hear many so-called scholars say, abjad system, geometrical value, is innovation. It has nothing to do with Quran and stuff. It's a big lie. If you go look at books written by mathematicians who have no agenda regarding abjad or Quran or our argument, they will have chapter on letters, alphabets used as symbol for numbers, numerals. For example, George Ifrah's book, I highly recommend you, The History of Mathematics, is a big volume book, which one of the landmark literature on this subject. Interestingly, chapter 19 is about abjad system and other Jewish alphabet and even previous some Roman alphabets, how alphabets were used for numbers. During time of revelation of the Quran and until the 2 centuries after Prophet Muhammad, Arabs or Muslims used letters in their alphabet system as numbers. When they got the Indian numerals and then they improved it by adding 0, and then they transferred to Europe, it became known as Arabic numerals. After they adapted it, it became much more useful. They gave up from old system, which is abjad, hawaz, hutti, kalaman, sa'afas, qarashat, tahuz. 28 letters in that order, and progressively they each represent one number, 1 until 10, from 10 to 100, from 100, then from 200 until 1,000. And 28 letters exactly corresponds to this progressive numbers, and then you can put them next to each other by their addition, you can generate any number you want. And they use that. History, we have archaeological evidence, we have consensus on this. This is not an innovation. In fact, today's Arabic numerals are innovations, and good innovation, I have no problem with that. But during the revelation of the Quran, it was used by them. Therefore, if the Quran, we should expect the usage of that numeral system in the Quran. This should be expected, not be surprised. Therefore, when we say Alif Lam Mim, the first people who read the Quran, who heard the Quran, they understood as 1, 30 and 40, 71. This chapter 2 started with 71. And also letter. It has both. Mutashabih means has two meanings, two purpose. And exactly we see there are at least two meanings and functions of these letters. They made a lot of speculation when they lost touch with the Quran, when they start following hadith and stuff, they start distorting the meaning, some keywords on the Quran, for example, the word Ummi, instead of Gentile, they tried to make it illiterate. They made Muhammad an illiterate prophet, which is an insult to his intelligence or his intention. For 23 years, Muhammad would be dictating the Quran, which has 28 letters, but he's incapable mentally, intellectually, to learn these letters. This is insult to his intelligence or his intention, whether he intentionally, deliberately, he didn't want to try. Or the meaning of many other words, like khumr. فَلْيُضْرِبْنَ خُمُرُهِنَّ عَلَى جُيُوبِهِنَّ. The woman let them cover their clothes, dress on their chest. It doesn't talk about head cover specifically. And the word khumr in old Arabic languages, if you look even Lisan al-Arab, which is later written, it refers to the usage of the word. Khumr is used for carpet, for curtain, for hair cover, for this. But there is no specifically limiting with hair cover. And the purpose of this verse is not about covering the hair, is covering, putting over the chest, not even lengthening down. It doesn't say, well, yudnina, fel yudnina, like the skirt, the verb is used. Anyway, there are many like this. For example, the word ayat in chapter 2, verse 106, is one of the worst mistranslation, distortion that created the whole idea, I will say satanic idea of nesakh, mansukh in the Quran, means abrogation in the Quran. That by this way they ended up saying this verse, abrogating this one. But basically they claim there are contradictions in the Quran. In fact, they claimed, right now, for example, Hanafites believe that if there is Sahih Hadith contrary with the verses of the Quran, you should pick the Sahih Hadith because it explains the Quran. Quran is in need of these hearsay stories. Past that one. Therefore, you have many obstacles to be witnessing this one of the greatest signs. And when this came, when I witnessed this, I first heard in 1980 in a conference, international youth conference, from Ahmed Didat. Ahmed Didat had learned from Rashid Khalifa's work, had put together a beautiful pamphlet, Quran, the Ultimate Miracle, well-written book. He doesn't have really any research himself on it. He was not a research man. He was a delivery man. I liked the way he was talking. He's a great articulate man. And then I met him. I was first surprised because of this number when I heard. Because I was in a political youth movement. Today's Turkish Prime Minister and many other in cabinet, they were my colleagues, friends in this political movement. We were together in Akıncılar, MSP, Milli Selam and Partisi. And meanwhile, I was one of the leading youth leader. And also I wanted to have my own group. And I established kind of from high schools, I wanted to place them in certain key universities to have we were fighting over control over the university at that time with other youth groups. There was kind of like a civil war between us. And that time I established that group, I call it 19, Fatih 19, Victory 19, in 1978, 79, 80. And in 1980 I heard this, I was surprised. I had no idea that 19 is a special number in the Quran. or even the number of letters in Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim has 19 letters. I had no clue. That night, I thought about an originally interesting name. I said 19. Fatih was the name of the region, big region in Istanbul. Fatih means the victory, victory 19. And when I heard, this is my number, my friend even called me Mr. 19. I was prepared to have some interest. And then I was also engaged in philosophical debate with atheists, because there were also youth movement atheistic. And in universities, one of the arguments, whether there is God or not, whether the Quran is word of God or not. You cannot just get away. Why the Quran is word of God? Because I believe so. I smell it. You are a big liar. You feel, but you don't really acknowledge it with intellect. You are not a witness. You are a pretender. A majority of Muslims are pretenders. They give lip service. I believe in the Quran, because they follow the bandwagon in that area. If they were born in United States or another Christian country, they would be Christian with the same methodology. They would be a good Hindu. If they were born in India, they would believe. Because if you ask them, they believe too. Why do you believe? Why? I never asked this question. I just believe so. Well, it is euphemism for following the bandwagon, the crowdest bandwagon, or the loudest one, or the shiniest one nearby. Therefore, it has no value according to the very book that you confess believe. The very book say you don't believe, you are a big liar. The very book asks you follow with question by questioning. Question your parents, your ancestors, the crowds. In fact, it says do not follow the crowds. وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَّرَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْ مَسُولًا. This is methodology, question. Now, this 19 when it came about, when I heard it, the letters of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, 19 letters, the frequency of the words in it, multiple of 19, ism is mentioned in the Quran 19 times, but bism with B attached to it 3 times, at that moment you have a fork. If you want not to see it, if you want to close one eye while looking at random dot picture, I want to liken it to you. There is, have you, how many of you seen these holograms, it's called, holographic pictures? Or it is kind of computer-generated random dots. Initially, look at, there's no picture there. But you need to stand a certain distance and focus on it in a certain way, maybe get cross-eyed a little bit. With two eyes, you need to look at it, give possibility there is something there, and then you see it, it emerges. But some people may not see it, especially if you want to make mockery of it. If you have prejudice against people who see it, or you have learned something, random thoughts are bad. There are innovations. There are heretics. There cannot be random thoughts. If you have these dogmas, you will never be able to, because you will not be properly standing in front of it. You will not give a chance, 5 minutes to focus on it. In fact, you will make mockery, you will close one eye, you say, I cannot see. You will never be able to see with one eye closed. Or you will turn your back, try to see it, or just not. Therefore, this miracle, when I say miracle, it is incredible miracle. I say one of the greatest event in history. I have discussed this with atheists. I have seen top atheists in the world. When I discuss this, they become incredible, bankrupt. I have a documentary will come, you will see. I have a debate with the president of American Atheist Organization. When it comes to this one, you will see how he's bankrupting. And you will see the head of the Skeptic Foundation in the United States, Michael Shermer. He is a great author. He's well known in the world about his books, and he writes columns in Scientific American. He publishes Skeptic magazine, and this guy, when it comes to that issue, he wanted to escape, he couldn't escape, and then at the end he says, I look like an idiot here, looking at the camera, two cameras, and I don't want this portion. I said, you are not idiot, sir, you are a very smart guy, but you are arrogantly trying to defend something idiotic. That's the issue. Here. This should be a great news for you, because the Quran says there are signs of the Quran will come in the future. When they ask Prophet Muhammad, show us sign. قُلْ فَانْتَظِرُوا وَإِنِّي مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُنْتَظِرِينَ. Wait, I am also with you, waiting. سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. We'll show our signs in the horizon and in themselves until it become clear that it is from your Lord. And the prophecy regarding 19 is exactly happening. Right now you are within that prophecy. And there are groups mentioned in that one, after 19, as a response to someone claims the Quran is word of Muhammad, human word. It says some people will increase their faith, acknowledgement with this number. Some people will say, what does God mean by this? They will not understand. It will remove doubts in the hearts of some people of the book. But those who are arrogant and ingrate, they will not understand. They will reject. It will become fitna, a test for them. It is one of the greatest. Chapter 7, I don't want to give the list of these things in the Quran, like the number of chapters of the Quran. How many? 114, you all know. Why 114? Isn't there a purpose is there? It's not 100 or 99 that some Muslims like it, or 666, but 114. It is exactly 6 times 90. These are simple things. It doesn't make God's word, these things. But this is enough for you to be curious about and go to details. You will find it. It is incredible interlocking mathematical system. Language, human language, which is arbitrary. Mathematics, which is universal, interlocking system that makes it extraordinary evidence that this is God's word. Kitabun Marqum, the Quran called the Quran. Kitabun Marqum means rakam. In fact, in Turkish language, even people say rakam means numbers, numerals. This is Kitabun Marqum, numeric book. And why? Because this is the way we come sure 100% that this is word of God. Because for extraordinary claim, now we have extraordinary evidence. It is impossible, I claim, any human, all of you together, to make up a meaningful book, human language, integrate mathematics in such a level. I give you a few simple examples, but it goes, hopefully I will have chance, I will give you just one example about how incredible detail it is. And also it shows beyond doubt that the Quran is protected, preserved, not by your ancestors, holy sahabas, and all those people who you idolize, who some of them made up many, many stories, false stories in the name of God. It's not protected by them. God protected the Quran through his own internal mathematical system, that those people who are endowed with knowledge, they will know it. فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ It is in the heart of those who are given knowledge, they know the Quran. Quran is not paper and book. You can throw this. It is not. It's a medium. Quran can be here. Quran can be in my mind. Muslims worship Mus'haf, paper and ink.